News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, today is Special Olympics Collection Day. The Special Olympics, of course, can change lives from the first steps to the world stage. Henry McKean met a former athlete who became a coach. That's the first time ever in the history of the Games this has happened. And 7-year-old Ellen, who is just starting out.
Ellen, will you tell Henry what you like about Special Olympics?
Basketball.
You like playing basketball?
So you love the basketball?
Yeah.
And what else do you like about it? Have you made any friends in the Special Olympics club?
Patrick. Like Lucy.
Yeah, like Lucy. My name is Brian Dilworth. This is my wife, Kate, and our daughter, Ellen.
So how did you discover Special Olympics?
Other mums from the Down syndrome community were able to tell me about Special Olympics and the benefits that it had had for their children. And we were excited to get involved. We went along to our first session in Donabate.
It's been massive for Ellen. Ellen had a hip surgery last summer. It was quite invasive and she was in a brace for 6 weeks afterwards. But she was straight into Special Olympics afterwards. And I think it really helped her have a speedy recovery and regain her strength.
And that community, I mean, there is a real community spirit amongst families, amongst grassroots and clubs up and down the country. Today being Collection Day for the Special Olympics, discovering the movement, how did it change things?
It makes you feel that you're not on your own, and it makes you feel that there are possibilities out there for your children that you never imagined. Like when Ellen was born, she was diagnosed the day after she was born on Down Syndrome Day, and although we were, you know, it took us time to get our heads around it. There were images on the television of children and adults with Down syndrome doing amazing things. And straight away, it just made you feel that you were part of something that could be amazing and that your child was going to have a fantastic life and a bright future.
And that bright future, I mean, Ellen could potentially be involved in Special Olympics all her life and then perhaps one day become a coach.
Yes, and when you see the athletes coming back from trips on the television, it does give you an exciting feeling to think you never know. Ellen loves everything sporting, and you know, from an early age, she was really, really interested in ball games, anything physical, obstacle courses, and the Special Olympics have like a multi-skills approach, so she gets to do lots and lots of things that she loves. It's throwing and catching, it's obstacle course, it's ball games, everything is fun.
Matt English, CEO of Special Olympics Ireland. Collection Day happens once every year and we ask the general public to give whatever they can to change lives. And this is not about World Games, this is about the grassroots clubs helping them and helping us to run competitions and leagues for all our athletes.
Hello, my name is George Fitzgerald. I'm an athlete with Special Olympics Waterford.
Bronze medal in floorball in Turin at the Special Olympics World Winter Games. The fact that you were an athlete, you became a coach, you were involved in that bronze medal win. When did you start your journey with the Special Olympics?
I started back in 2002, just right after the Ireland Games.
All that time, all these years later, and you're still involved. What sort of lasting impact, real impact is there for athletes who get involved in the Special Olympics from childhood into adulthood and beyond? Like you, you've made history. You're the first athlete who became a coach.
For athletes with intellectual disabilities, some might not have sports when they're at a young age, the world included. So that's where when Special Olympics come in, where they're part of a club, the coaches help them out week in, week out. Special Olympics builds athletes, their confidence, their hope in what they want to achieve in competition and life.
Yeah, Henry McKean reporting there. It's a Special Olympics Collection Day. Keep an eye out for the bucket collectors or log on to specialolympics.ie. It is a really fabulous cause.
Yeah, it totally is.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.